Start of the fourth quarter for Chillicothe. 41-33. Outscored Green Valley 17-7 in that third quarter, leading by 10 once. And Chillicothe looking to build on the 8-point lead. They go to Parkey, circle left, give to the weak side to clamp it. There it is. That's that right there. The reason that works so well is because they have played a few hundred games together since they could walk. And clamp it. So talented. Has 16 points. And referees with a whistle. Lane violation is the call against Green Valley. Green Valley for the first time since Lexi Allen into the ball game. Joined here by some of the Kirksville boys players. They're playing next. Hopefully they won't go double overtime this game. Chillicothe. Aaron Campbell in the game. Works it left wing. Holds it up top to Lamer. Clampett, Keithley, and Parkey join him on the floor. Parkey inside. Puts it on the floor once. Double pivot. Finds a shot. Doesn't get it to fall. Clampett. The weak side rebound and a stick back. Parkey with the miss. Good effort. And then Clampett with a stick back. And she's got 18 points. Three ball answered by Claire Rose. That's one they needed. She's got 18 as well. 9-point lead for Chillicothe, 45-36. A minute and change deep into the fourth quarter. 6:51 is what the clock says. Keithley across the timeline, clamp it up top. Right wing, Emma Lamer off the bench, getting some players some rest. Hannah Jones set to check in when she can. Keithley drives inside, leaves it for Clampett on the wing. Clampett drives inside, and a little contact foul there on Green Valley. That is going to be on number three, Lindsay Mangum. Oh, check it. Wrong player, Lexi Allen. We just checked into the ball game. By the way, if you're a person that chooses or designs uniforms from a radio standpoint, dark color, light color works well. Black and really dark blue doesn't work so well for this old man's eyes. I'm just saying. Jones gets it in, top of the key, goes over to Campbell. Aaron Campbell gets a nice screen from Lamer. Goes over to Keithley, circle left. Keithley to Jones on the right wing. Still working the play. Jones looks off a free throw attempt. Free throw line jumper. Gives it back. Shot wasn't there. No need to rush it. Nice job. Keithley splitting the defenders. Couldn't get it to fall. Tips the rebound into the corner. Stepped out of bounds. And it's Chillicothe's ball. As freshman Kendra Seibert couldn't quite control her momentum. And ended up dragging her foot out of bounds. Trying to entice one of the Kirksville players to join me on commentary. They probably should just concentrate on the Green Valley game that's coming up later. Chillicothe inbounds it, gets it in to Clampett. Four defenders collapse on her, one of them with a contact foul on the floor. That is on Allen, so she's checked in and got two quick fouls. Not really the way you want to impress a coach when you come in the fourth quarter. Chillicothe by nine with a basketball and 6:03 left to play. Keithley gets it into Campbell. Campbell shot partially blocked from low post right. Lost out of bounds, and it's Chillicothe's ball again. This time they will let Clampett inbound it. Low post left, gets it in the corner to Jones. Tried to get it back to Clampett. Tipped and controlled by Green Valley. Claire Rose, the All-Metro guard. Nice bounce pass to Bailey, who lays it up and in. Good team play that time. And it's a 7-point Chillicothe lead. A modest little 5-0 run for Green Valley. 45-38, Lady Hornets with a lead. Left side, Campbell holding it, no one on her. Goes up top to Keithley, who saves it from going back court. Good hustling play by Carson. Goes back over to Campbell. On the sideline, her pass tipped, controlled by Lamer, and then a hacking foul. That'll be the sixth team foul. Chillicothe, just two whistles against him this half. That's the third one on Williams, their big post player. Campbell comes out. Leatherman checks back in. Original starting five in for Chillicothe once again. Up top of the key. Hannah Jones over to Keithley, circle left. Keithley pulls up free throw line, gives it to Clampett. Clampett drives inside. Nice bounce pass through traffic. Count the bucket for Parkey. Oh, that was a sweet assist by Whitney Clampett. She can do it all. Parkey with the bucket and the bonus coming up. Sweet wraparound pass around the defenders. Parkey with 11. That was a highlight film, a bounce pass assist right there. Free throw doesn't connect. Leatherman, the rebound. That stick back doesn't connect either. As Parkey misses the free throw, and Leatherman couldn't get the stick back to fall. And now we got a foul on Chillicothe, their third foul, or third team foul, third one on Hannah Jones. Inbounds play, pass, foul was on the floor. Bailey's shot doesn't fall. Chillicothe the rebound, leading 47-38. And Keithley has her pocket picked by Claire Rose. Keithley hustles back on defense. Bailey open three ball. Bingo. A Bailey gal can shoot from the outside. She is hit back-to-back trays now. And she's got 10. We're back after this. Timeout. Chillicothe leading by 6 on KCHI. Welcome back. Hannah Jones drives through traffic, lays it up and in. She's got 9. And Chillicothe's lead is 8 midway through the fourth quarter. Chucking them from the cheap seats. Claire Rose can't connect from out there. Jones slows it down across the timeline. Chillicothe girls hold the record for most team wins in the history of this tournament. Chillicothe's won 15 games of this Holiday Hoops basketball showcase over the years. That is a record on the girls' side. Looking for number 16 here. That's still 3 minutes and 40 seconds away, and that's a lot of time against a quality team like Green Valley. Chillicothe showing a little patience on offense now. They go over to Jones. Circle left. Canoe slides over with her. They go to Keithley, right wing. Hands it to Jones. Claire Rose comes over to defend her. Clampett, free throw line, drives inside, puts it, lays it up and in. Whitney Clampett is having a game. 20 points, double-double on points and rebounds. They had 10 rebounds, I think, at halftime. And a pushing off foul on which Chillicothe player? Carson Keithley with her third. Some fresh legs check in for Green Valley. They have the ball, low post right, fourth team foul. Keithley steps up for defensive pressure. Claire Rose has her shot blocked by Jones into Clampett's hands. Down court to Keithley. Keithley fakes the pass, lays it up and in. Oh, that was sweet. Carson Keithley for two. And it's a 12-point lead, biggest lead of the game. 2:40 left to play. Chillicothe, a tremendous second half. Trailed by 2 at halftime. They lead by a dozen right now with 2 minutes and change left. Left wing, Claire Rose. Gives it up top to Bailey. Has little problems controlling it. Now she settles it down. Hands it back to Rose. And they settle it down back up top now to Seibert. Top to Rose. Rose drives inside, shoots over Parkey, lays it in. This Claire Rose is a great player, but I think our five players, or our starting five players top to bottom, are probably a little better than Green Valley's starting five players top to bottom. Coach takes a timeout. Chillicothe wants to talk about it. We're back after this. Minute 51 left, Chillicothe by 10 on KCHI. Chillicothe sends it around the perimeter in no particular hurry coming out of the timeout. Minute 30 left to play now. Chillicothe by 10. Any foul by the Green Valley Lady Eagles would send Chillicothe to the line for a 1-1. And they're milking the clock. Get the three-legged stool and get Betsy tied up. We're milking the Guernsey right now, baby. 1 minute left. Chillicothe will improve and pick up a quality win over a quality team. Parkey over to Hannah Jones. Keith Lee now underneath to clamp it all alone. Decided to shoot. That's called rocking him to sleep and then hitting the alarm clock. 37 seconds left. I mean, your point-blank range right underneath the bucket. Why not shoot and score? Claire Rose, three ball, comes up short. Parkey with the rebound. Keith Lee, shy of the timeline. 24-23 seconds left. 55-43. And whistle, that'll be on Kendall Bailey. It'll be a 1-1 for Chillicothe. Bailey with her fourth foul. 21 seconds left. Parkey at the line tonight, 0-1 in this quarter. On a three-point play. Misses that one. Rebounded by Leatherman. Goes up top to Jones. We'll milk the next 15 seconds off the clock. And we will have a well-earned victory. A little rough going early in the game. Chillicothe hung with it, made a couple of adjustments. And your final score, Chillicothe 55, Green Valley 43. And they outscore them 31-17 in the second half. That's pretty good.